Italian with Michelle Thomas. Copyright 2000. In the content, Michelle Thomas. In the recording, Hodder and Stoughton. Recording 1.
You're just about to experience a new and different approach to learning and to language learning that will give you the practical and functional use within 10 to 12 hours of learning time. All this is achieved and will be achieved without memorizing, which means there's never anything to memorize without learning by rote, without drill, without textbooks, without taking notes, and without homework, without any mental homework. Before starting, I have to set up two ground rules, two very important ground rules. First, it is very important for you to be relaxed, to leave off any form of tension, any form of anxiety that is usually associated with learning and traditionally also particularly with language learning. And any form of anxiety, any form of tension inhibits true and effective learning. Before starting, there are two ground rules that are very important. The first ground rule is for you never to worry about remembering, and therefore never to try to remember, because this is a method where the responsibility for your remembering is in the teaching and not with you, not with the learner. And this is a method where the responsibility for attention is in the teaching and not with the learner. Therefore, there's no homework, not even any mental homework. It's very important not to review even mentally of what you've learned. Let it be absorbed and internalized to become knowledge. And what you know, you will not forget. Now come to ground rule number two, that is very important too. That ground rule is that in the course, I'm using two students as a teaching device in order to create a learning situation for three. You become the third in the group. And very quickly, you will associate with the two on the tapes. You will become part of it. And it's very important, therefore, that after I introduce a concept, I will follow up in a practical way and show you how to formulate and to express thoughts in sentences. First, those will be short sentences, then more and more complex and longer sentences. And whenever I say, how do you say it? At that point, it's very important, I repeat, very important for you to use a pause button on the machine, which gives you time to think it out, to think it through, and to respond out loud. After you respond, you release the pause button, you will then get the response from one of the two students, and after that, I will repeat it so that the last impression is always what you get from me. And this is how you will experience a constant sense of progression, a constant sense of learning that you will find exciting, stimulating, and self-rewarding. First, a few words about the Italian language to show you that you're going to get acquainted and thoroughly acquainted with a language that is not entirely foreign, alien to English, but that there's a broad common basis of familiarity between both English and Italian, so much so that a few thousand words are very similar in English and Italian. So that vocabulary should not present a problem. The important thing is to learn how to formulate your own thoughts, how to use the language, meaning structure, which you will get here. But to give you a few examples of words that are similar, for instance, words ending in ibile, like possible, in the Italian would be possibile, because the letter I is always pronounced E, possibile, and it is e, spelled E with an accent. So, it is possible would be?
È possibile.
È possibile, yes. And it is not as non è. It is not possible.
Non è possibile.
Non è possibile. For me is per me. Per, P-E-R, per me, means for me. It is for me would be?
È per me.
È per me. It is not for me.
Non è per me.
Non è per me. It is not possible for me.
Non è possibile per me.
Non è possibile per me. For you would be per lei, spelled L-E-I, per lei, L-E-I. Per lei also means for her. So for you and her is the same. So it is for you would be?
E per lei.
E per lei, yes. It is not for me.
Non è per me.
Non è per me. How would you say, it is possible for you?
È possibile per lei.
È possibile per lei. If you want to ask a question, you just use the inflection. Isn't it possible? Is it not possible for you?
Non è possibile per lei.
Right? Non è possibile per lei. Now you may ask why. Why is perché? Perché? For what? Yes, per means for. Per me. Perché? For what? What for? Why? Perché is also used for because. Why isn't it possible for you?
Perché non è possibile per lei.
Right. Perché non è possibile per lei. A very useful little word, of course, is in Italian the word for like that or that way, which is così. Così, spelled C-O-S-I, and has an accent over the I. Così. Così means like that. Yes. So, it is like that would be. It is like that.
Oh, è così.
È così. È così. It is not like that.
Non è così.
Non è così. It is not possible for me that way.
Non è possibile per me così.
Per me? Così. Non è possibile per me così.
Non è possibile per me così.
Right. Now, you may want to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry is mi dispiace. Mi dispiace actually means it displeases me. Dispiace, displeases. Mi dispiace. To me, it displeases, meaning I'm sorry, yes. I'm not very pleased about it. I'm sorry. Mi dispiace, usually followed by but, yeah. I'm sorry, but mi dispiace, ma. Ma, but. So I'm sorry, but it is not possible for me that way.
Mi dispiace.
Once more, not so fast.
Mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace.
But?
Ma, non è possibile per me.
Right. That way.
Oh, così.
Right. Mi dispiace, ma non è possibile per me così. The words ending in abile would be abile, like probabile is probable. So it is not probable.
Non è probabile.
Mm-hmm. Non è probabile. And probably, the ly is mente. Probabilmente would be probably. Possibly would be
probably.
No, possibly, possibly.
Possibile.
Possibilmente. Possibilmente. The word for late is tardi. Tardi to be tarde, but spelled T-A-R-D-I. Tardi. So it is late would be
e tardi.
E tardi, yes. And very is molto. It's very, it's much late, very late. So it is very late would be
e molto tardi.
E molto tardi. And later is more late, more is più, più, più tardi. Yes. I want is voglio, voglio. Spelled V-O-G-L-I-O, voglio, I want. Actually, I is io. But you don't need it because in the verb ending o already expresses I. So if you say voglio, means I want. If you say io voglio, then you put emphasis on I and you say I want. So voglio, I want. And, oh well, what do you want? I want to know. To know is sapere. 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 S-A-P-E-R-E. Sapere. Sapere. So I want to know would be?
Voglio sapere.
Voglio sapere. Yes. I don't want would be?
Non voglio
non
sapere.
Voglio. Non voglio. I don't want to know.
Non voglio sapere.
Non voglio sapere. Non voglio sapere. So what is... It is possible?
È possibile.
Right. Where is dove? Dove? I want to know where is.
Voglio sapere dove è.
Dove è? That contracts to dove. Yes. Spelled D-O-V, the E is dropped and replaced by an apostrophe. Mm-hmm. Dove? How much is quanto? Quantity. Quanto? I want to know how much it is would be.
Voglio sapere quanto è.
Right, quanto è. Mm-hmm. Voglio sapere quanto è. Mm-hmm. To buy is comprare. 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 I want to buy.
Voglio comprare.
Mm-hmm. The thing is la cosa. La cosa. C-O-S-A. La cosa. I want to buy the thing. Would be?
Voglio comprare la cosa.
Right. Voglio comprare la cosa. Yes. If you want to say the same thing would be la stessa cosa. Stessa. S-T-E-S-S-A. La stessa cosa. So, I want to buy the same thing would be?
voglio comprare la stessa cosa.
Right. Voglio comprare la stessa cosa. I don't want to buy the same thing.
Non voglio comprare la stessa cosa.
Right. Non voglio comprare la stessa cosa. Instead of la stessa cosa, for the same thing, you can also say just the same. The same would be lo stesso. Lo stesso. So, I want to buy the same, just the same would be.
Voglio comprare lo stesso.
Voglio comprare lo stesso, yes. But I don't want the same thing.
Ma non voglio la stessa cosa.
Right. Ma non voglio la stessa cosa. You want would be vuole. V-U-O-L-E. Vuole. Do you want the same thing?
Vuole la,
vuole
la stessa cosa.
Right. Vuole la stessa cosa? If you want to say, what do you want? For what do you want? There are different ways to say that. You can say, what is che? Che? What do you want? Che? Vuole is one way. Or, what thing do you want would be?
Che cosa? Oh, sorry.
Yes?
Che cosa vuole?
Che cosa vuole? Che cosa vuole? Or, very commonly, you will say just cosa vuole. Instead of che cosa, cosa vuole. The thing you want. Thing you want. Cosa vuole. So, what you want to buy would be?
Cosa vuole.
Cosa. Cosa.
Cosa vuole.
Compra.
I don't know what you want
to buy.
Oh, that you want to buy.
Yes, you, what you want is che.
Oh, and then you just say cosa, to buy. You don't have to say you want to buy.
Right.
Okay.
You say, you just said already, what do you want?
Right.
Now comes to buy. So, what do you want?
Vuole?
No. Vuole is, do you want? Want, what do you want?
Che cosa?
Che cosa or just cosa?
Cosa, cosa vuole comprare?
Right. Cosa vuole comprare? Yes. The word for here is qui. Qui. Q-U-I spelled. Qui. What do you want to buy here?
Cosa vuole.
Once more. Cosa.
Cosa, cosa vuole comprare chi?
Qui.
Qui.
Right. Cosa vuole comprare qui? Something would be actually qualche. Is some, and something, qualche cosa, but you will contract it to qualcosa. Qualcosa. So, do you want to buy something here?
Vuole comprare qualche
cosa. No, qualcosa.
Qualcosa.
Not o, but qualcosa.
Qualcosa qui.
Right. Yes. Vuole. Vuole comprare qualcosa qui. Mm-hmm. How would you say, why don't you want to buy something here?
Perché?
Perché?
Perché non vuole
comprare? Vuole?
Perché non vuole comprare che qualcosa qui?
Right. Perché non vuole comprare qualcosa qui. Instead of vuole, in the spoken language you may also drop the E of vuole and say vuol. So either vuol or vuole in speaking is the same. So cosa vuol comprare, or cosa vuole comprare, you want to buy. I want to know.
Voglio sapere.
Voglio sapere. to, if you want to say, to know it, it is law. So to know it would be sapere law, actually, yes? But what you do here is you contract it. The law is practically hooked on to the whole verb, and you drop the E, and you say saperlo. Now, all verbs in Italian end in R-E, either are or ere or ire, but there's an R-E. If you want to hook on it, you hook it on to the R, spelled in one word. So again, I want to know it would be?
Voglio saperlo.
Voglio?
Voglio saperlo.
Voglio saperlo. To buy?
Comprare.
Comprare. And to buy it?
Comprarlo.
Right, comprarlo. Yes. So I want to buy it.
Voglio comprarlo.
Right, voglio comprarlo. I want to know how much it is because I want to buy it.
I want to know. Voglio sapere.
Mm-hmm. How much it is.
Quanto
it is. Right. Or quante.
Mm-hmm. Quante.
Quanto è?
Voglio saperle.
Once more.
Voglio sapere.
Right.
Quanto è?
Mm-hmm. Perché? Perché I want to buy it.
Perché voglio comprarlo.
Right. Perché voglio comprarlo. The word for if is se, spelled S-E, se. And the word for expensive is caro. It's an expensive car. Caro, caro. So it is very expensive would be?
È molto caro.
It is not very expensive.
Non è molto caro.
Non è molto caro. Mm-hmm. I want to buy it if it is not very expensive.
Voglio comprarlo. Voglio comprarlo. Mm-hmm. Sì.
No, if is se. Se.
Yes. Voglio comprarlo se non è molto caro.
Right. Voglio comprarlo se non è molto caro. You may want to know if it is not too expensive. Too or too much is troppo, troppo, troppo. So, it is not too expensive.
Non è troppo caro.
Right. So I want to buy it if it is not too expensive.
Voglio comprarlo se non...
Not se, but se.
Se. Se non è troppo caro.
Right. Voglio comprarlo se non è troppo caro. To have is avere. 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 A-V-E-R-E. How you say, I want to have it.
Voglio averlo.
Right. Voglio averlo. When is quando. So when, quando. And how much is quanto, quantity. When do you want to have it?
Quando vuole.
Once more.
Quando vuole.
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 V-U-O-L-E.
Vuole. Vuole.
Right.
Quando vuole.
To have it.
Averlo.
Right. Quando vuole. o quando vuol averlo. You can is può, può, P-U-O, with an accent. Può, può, you can. You can have it would be.
Può averlo.
Right, può averlo. If you want.
Se vuole.
Right. Può averlo? Se vuole. If you want to have it.
Se vuol.
Once more.
Se vuol.
Se vuol.
Vuol.
Or vuole.
Mm-hmm. Vuole averlo.
Right. Se vuole. Se vuole averlo. Se vuol averlo. I want to have it now. For now, you use ora. Ora actually means hour, at the hour. Ora. Ora. Another word for now is adesso. Adesso. Adesso spelled A-D-E-S-S-O. So I want to have it now because... okay.
Volo, I want to have, volo?
No. I want is voglio. Voglio.
Voglio.
Voglio.
Voglio averlo adesso.
Right. Voglio averlo adesso. If it is possible.
È possibile.
If.
Se possibile.
If it is. Se.
Do you have se è? So
right. Mm-hmm.
Se è possibile.
Se è possibile. Se è possibile. At what time would be a che ora? A che ora? So, at what time do you want to have it?
A che ora vuole?
Vuole.
Vuole. Vuole averlo.
Right. A che ora vuole averlo? You can have it now if you want.
Posso?
No, you can is può.
Può.
Può. Yes.
Può.
Have it.
Averlo.
No.
Adesso.
Right. Può averlo adesso if you want.
Se vuole.
Right. Se vuole. Se vuole. So, ably, like probabile, probable, acceptable would be accettabile. Accettabile. With a double T. Accettabile. So, It is not acceptable for me.
Non è accettabile per me.
Accettabile.
Accettabile per me.
Per me. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, but it is not acceptable for me that way.
Mi dispiace.
Right. Mi dispiace, but...
Ma...
Mm-hmm.
Non è... accettabile
for me.
Per me.
Mm-hmm. That way.
Così.
Così. Very good. Yes. So, mi dispiace. It displeases me. I'm sorry. Mi dispiace, ma non è accettabile per me così. It is not acceptable for me that way. So I want to know why it is not acceptable for you that way. Because it's very good. The word for good is buono, buono.
You have to remind me of all the phrases.
I want to know why it is not acceptable for you that way, because it is very good.
Okay. Voglio sapere.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Perché.
It is not acceptable.
Non è accettabile.
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 For you.
Per lei.
Per lei.
Per lei.
That way.
Così.
Così. Because it is very good.
Perché è molto buono.
Buono. Perché è molto buono. An expression that's used a lot in Italian also. Instead of saying, because I think, they will say, because as far as I'm concerned, or according to me, in my opinion, all this is secondo me. Secondo. Secondo lei would be what you think, in your opinion. So, secondo me, as far as I know, as far as I see, as in my opinion, it is very good that way. But how would you say that? Secondo.
Secondo me.
Secondo me.
Secondo me.
Me. Secondo me.
Secondo me.
It is very good.
È molto buono.
Buono.
Molto buono.
That way.
Così.
Così. Right. Mm-hmm. Secondo me è molto buono così. I am is sono. Sono. Io sono, I am. Sono, I am. The word for ready is pronto. 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 I am ready would be
sono pronto.
Sono pronto. Mm-hmm. Soon could be presto for soon. Or little closer would be subito. Subito, right away. So I'm ready right away would be
sono pronto subito.
Ah, wait a moment. If you say I'm ready for feminine, so the you have Roberto and Roberta for masculine O and feminine A. Mm. So if you want to say I'm ready would be not pronto but pronta. Pronta. So how do you say I am ready soon?
Sono pronta.
Pronta.
Pronta subito.
Subito. No, no, no.
Subito.
Subito, subito. Subito. Yes. So subito or presto. It is ready would be?
È pronto.
È pronto. Mm-hmm. It is not ready?
Non è pronto.
Non è pronto. So, è means he is, it is, she is, è. To stay is stare. Stare, to stay. And I stay is sto. So again, the O for I. Sto is I stay. So sto for I. And sta, the A is for you, he, she, and it. So I stay here would be?
Sto qui.
Sto qui. He's staying here.
Sta qui.
Right. So, sta would be he is staying, she is staying, it is staying, and you are staying. If you want to say how long, in Italian you say how much time. How much is?
Quanto.
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 And time is tempo. Tempo. Quanto tempo. So, if you want to say how long are you staying? Oh, how long are you staying would be?
Quanto tempo sta?
Sta, yes. So again, I'm staying is sto, and you are staying sta. So once more, how long are you staying would be?
Quanto tempo sta?
Right. How long are you staying here?
Quanto tempo sta qui?
Right. Quanto tempo sta qui? I like to avoid, and will avoid, grammatical terms, except for three grammatical terms, but because I may want to talk about verbs, which is very important, because if you know how to use the verbs in the language, you know how to use the language. That's the backbone, the spine of a language. I like to use nouns and adjectives. But if I do use it, I want to make sure that it is understood by everybody very clearly. because unfortunately the school definitions are not very clear. If I were to ask what is a noun, usually the answer we'll get is, oh, it's a person, place, or thing. If I ask what is an adjective, it's a word that describes a noun, yes. And what is a verb? Well, it's usually the one one will say something with action. These definitions are not only unclear, but not precise. So let's simplify matters and say that any word in front of which you can place the article the is a noun. The happiness, the condition, the situation, anything, the thing. Adjective, any word in front of which you can place am or is an adjective. Am proud, am happy, it is possible, and so on. Verb, any word in front of which you can place to is a verb. To go, to see, to have, to be. To be has nothing to do with action, but to is a verb. So now we can talk about nouns, adjectives, and verbs. Now, the basic form of a verb in English was to. The to in a verb is expressed in the ending. Parlare, to speak. Mangiare would be to eat. Or partire, to depart or to leave. Capire is to understand, to get it, to capture it. Capire, to understand. Vedere is to see. Vedere. So we have are, we have ere, or ire. There's always the re at the end, expressing the to form of any verb, the full verb. I want to see would be
voglio vedere.
Vedere. And I want to see it.
Voglio vederlo.
Right. Voglio vederlo. So lo means it and also him. And her would be la. So I want to see her would be?
Voglio vederla.
Voglio vederla. You and her is the same. So I want to see you later.
Voglio vederla tarde.
Più tarde. More late. Più tardi.
Più tardi.
Right. Più tardi.
Voglio vederla più tardi.
Right. Voglio vederla più tardi. You can also say a little is un po', and a little later would be
un po' tardi.
That is a little late.
Oh.
A little later.
Oh, un po' più tardi.
Right. Un po' più tardi. So I want to see you a little later.
Voglio vederla.
Yes, possible.
Voglio vederla.
Not vi, vederla.
Vederla. Vederla. Did you say a little later?
Yes, I want to see you a little later.
Un po' più tardi.
Right. Voglio vederla un po' più tardi. The word for busy is occupato. Because I'm busy now would be
perché.
Sono, as I am.
Perché sono occupato adesso.
Occupato adesso. Right. Perché sono occupato adesso. To speak is parlare. Parlare. I want to speak Italian.
Voglio parlare italiano.
Right. Voglio parlare italiano. I want to speak Italian with you.
Voglio parlare italiano con lei.
Right. Voglio parlare italiano con lei. Do you want to speak Italian with me?
Vuole.
Right. Vuole.
Vuole parlare italiano con me.
Right. Vuole o vuol parlare italiano con me. Why don't you want to speak Italian with me?
Perché?
Perché?
Perché non vuol parlare italiano con me?
Right. Perché non vuol o non vuole parlare italiano con me? Let's say, I'm sorry, but I cannot speak with you now because I'm very busy.
Mi dispiace.
But?
Ma no,
I cannot. Oh, I can is posso. 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 I gave you before. You can is può. But I can is posso. Posso. It's the first part of possible. Posso. It's right. I can. It is possible for me. Posso. I can.
Right.
Posso. Okay. Posso. And you can. Può. So you can, he can, she can. Può.
Okay.
So again, I'm sorry, but.
Mi dispiace, ma.
I cannot speak with you now.
Non posso parlare con lei ora.
Right. Mi dispiace, ma non posso parlare con lei ora, ora adesso, because I'm very busy now.
Perché sono molto occupata ora.
Very good. Occupata. Yes. For you, for feminine, occupata. I will say, sono molto occupato. Occupato. But I can see you later, a little later, if you want.
Ma posso vederla.
Right. Vederla.
Un po' più tardi.
Un po' più tardi.
Tardi.
Right. Yes. But I can see you a little later. Ma.
Ma.
Posso vederla un po' più tardi, if you want.
Se vuol.
What's more?
Se vuole.
Se vuole, right. Se vuole. To eat is mangiare. Mangiare, to eat. To eat in the manger. Mangiare. I want to eat now.
Voglio mangiare adesso.
Right. Voglio mangiare adesso. What do you want to eat? Just what thing? Just
che?
No. Yes, or just or cosa?
Cosa mangiare? No.
What do you want to eat?
Oh, cosa vuole mangiare?
Right. Cosa vuole mangiare? What do you want to eat now?
Cosa vuole mangiare adesso?
Right. Cosa vuole mangiare adesso? Do you want to eat something now? Do you remember something?
Qualcosa.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you want to eat something?
Vuole mangiare qualcosa?
No.
Ora.
Right. Vuole mangiare qualcosa ora. Why don't you want to eat now?
Perché non vuole mangiare adesso?
Right. Non vuole mangiare adesso. If you want to say, I eat. So mangiare is to eat, but for I eat, you have the ending O. You will say,
Is it mangio?
Mangio.
Mangio.
Mangio. Push down. Yes. Mangio. I eat. So the O for I. So you don't need to say, io mangio. If you say, io mangio, it's I eat. Yes. But just I eat. Mangio. So the O for I. Mangio. He eats, she eats, or you eat would be mangia. Yes, so we have O and A. O for I, A, spelled A, for you, he, she, it. That goes for all verbs ending in are, mangiare, parlare. Because actually we have three types of verbs. Are, yes, mangiare, parlare. To go is andare. We have ere, like vedere, and ire, like partire, venire is to come. I put all verbs onto two tracks, divide them into two categories, not three. And we'll see either a verb ends in are, is one category, or it doesn't end in are, that's the other one. I put them onto two tracks. So we have the are track and the other track. For I, usually, you have no, on both tracks. For he, she, it, and you, on the are track, you, after you push down, you will surface on a, like parlare. I speak would be
parlo.
Parlo. But you speak, he speaks, she speaks would be
parla.
Parla, yes. So now you're on the are track. But on the other track, it's also o for I, but for you, he, she, and it, you have an e, spelled e. I see, from vedere would be
vedo.
Vedo, yes. And you see would be
veda.
No.
Oh, vedi.
No.
Vede.
Yeah, but you don't hit the ending.
Oh.
Vede.
Oh, vede.
To take is prendere. So I take would be
prendo.
Prendo. And you take or you're taking
prende.
Prende. Mm-hmm. If you want to say I'm taking it, would be it I take.
Lo prendo.
Lo prendo. You're taking it would be?
Lo prende.
It you take. Lo prende. Why don't you take it would be?
Perché non lo prendo. Prende.
Right. Perché non lo prende. In English, we have three ways to express the present tense. You can say, I take it. I do take it. I am taking it. In Italian, one way, I take it. Only peculiar to modern English that we use the do's and the don'ts to express a question and a negation, or the so-called progressive tenses with the ing. I'm taking, I'm going, I'm eating, and so on. And it used not to be that way. If we go back a little bit in English, a little bit, maybe a few hundred years, yes, we will meet the English of Shakespeare. Shakespearean English. Shakespeare didn't say, where are you going? Or where do you go? No. Where goest thou, my love? Where goest thou? Or the so-called biblical English, the English of the King James Version of the Bible that came out in 1611, where it says, Father, forgive them for what?
They know not what they do.
For they know not what they do. It does not say for they, in modern English it would say for or because they don't know what they are doing. And this is what you do in Italian. You don't say, they do not know, or they don't know. They know not. Or not they know, whatever, yes. What they do, not what they're doing. If you want to say, I am, would be?
Sono.
Sono, yes. But I am eating, you will not say, sono, I am, and then go into eating, but I eat.
Mangio.
Mangio. So it's very important not to use am or is or are in Italian if it is followed by ing, because there's no aming or ising or aring. The same with do's and don'ts. I don't speak is I speak not. Mm. Or non
parlo.
Non parlo. Not I speak. Non parlo. So if you want to say, yes, I speak Italian, but I don't speak French.
Sì, parlo italiano, ma non parlo
francese.
Francese.
Very important, not only to learn how to drive, that is not enough, but one has to also learn how to observe traffic signals and not to go through the red light. The red light in speaking would be if you have the ing signal or the do's and the don'ts. So therefore, I don't eat would be no. I do not eat has nothing to do with don't, with do. Mm. Yes? Mm. But
non mangio.
Non mangio. I am not busy.
Non è occupata.
I am not.
Oh, sono. Sono. Oh, non sono. Non sono occupata.
Non sono occupato. Or you say occupata. Yes.
Mm. Occupata.
Right. I'm not eating.
Non mangio.
Non mangio. I don't eat.
Non mangio.
Non mangio. Yes. So we don't have the do's and the don'ts and the aming or ising or aring. Now, a slight correction here. I said we don't have it in Italian, but the correction is yes, that we do have it. We do have it in Italian, but actually expressing it in a different way as in English. To prepare is preparare. If you want to say, I prepare would be?
Preparo.
Preparo. I prepare it.
I've lost.
It is lo.
Lo. Lo preparo.
Lo preparo is I prepare it. I am preparing it.
Lo preparo.
Right. Lo preparo. I don't prepare it.
Non lo preparo.
Non lo preparo. I am not preparing it.
Non lo preparo.
Right. Yes. Non lo preparo. So, to have is?
Avere.
Avere. I have is oh. Just oh. H-O. Oh. So, if I have is oh, what would be you have?
Ah.
Ah. H-H-A. Ah. Do you have something for me?
A cosa?
No.
A qualcosa.
A qualcosa?
Per me.
Per me? Right. Mm-hmm. A qualcosa per me? What do you have for me? Cosa?
Cosa a per me.
Right. Cosa a per me? If you want to say, I'm hungry, you say, I have a little famine. I have is?
Oh.
And famine is, or little famine is fame.
Fame.
Fame is hunger. Yes. So, I have hunger would be, I'm hungry.
Oh, fame.
Oh, fame. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to ask, are you hungry? Do you have hunger?
A fame.
A fame. So, do you want to eat something now? Are you hungry? Do you want to eat something?
Vuole mangiare
something?
Qualcosa
now?
Adesso?
Mm-hmm. Are you hungry?
Fame?
A fame? Right. Vuole mangiare qualcosa adesso? A fame? Don't you want to eat? Aren't you hungry?
Non vuole mangiare.
Are you hungry? Don't you have...
Oh, non ha fame.
Right, non ha fame.
Non ha fame.
Right, you have to use inflection to a question. Non ha fame. To drink is bere. 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 B-E-R-E. Bere. I drink is bevo. You cannot just say bevo. Yes. So bevo, that's the beverage, the V of beverage. Bevo. And you drink would be?
Beva.
It is not an aria verb.
Oh, beve.
Beve. Beve. Beve. So what are you drinking would be?
Cosa beve.
Right.
Cosa beve.
Right. Cosa beve. Cosa beve. So cosa already expresses the question. So to me, use inflection or not doesn't matter. Cosa bevo. Cosa beve. The word for thirst is sete. 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 So if you want to say, I'm thirsty, you will say, like you said, for I am hungry, I have hunger, I have thirst, which would be?
O sete.
O sete. I'm thirsty and I want to drink now.
O sete e.
Yes. E.
Vo-
e.
E.
E. Mm-hmm.
E.
E.
Is vo-
e.
Voglio.
Yes. To drink.
Bere.
Right. Right. E voglio bere. Yes. And I want to drink. So is e. And is spelled with the e with an accent. The accent shows you that it means is. Without the accent, e means and. E. Do you want to speak Italian with me?
Vuole.
What's more?
Vuole.
Right.
Vuole.
Mm-hmm.
Vuole parlare italiano per me, con me.
Con me. Con is with. Con me, with me. How would you say, what do you eat?
Cosa mangia.
Right. Cosa mangia. What are you eating now?
Cosa mangia.
Right, cosa mangia. So no do's and don'ts and aring or ising or amming. Cosa mangia. To do or to make is fare. 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 F-A-R-E, fare. What do you want to do now?
Cosa fa?
No. What do you want to do? What do you want?
Cosa vuole fare?
Right. Cosa vuole fare? Do you want to do it?
Vuol farlo.
Once more.
Vuole farlo.
Right. Very good. Vuole farlo. You hook it on, spelled in one word, F-A-R-L-O, farlo. Why don't you want to do it now?
Perché non vuole... Did I say that right? Vuole?
Right, vuole. Or you can also say, perché non vuole?
Non vuole. Non farlo ora.
Right. Perché non vuole farlo? O non vuole farlo? Perché non vuole farlo ora? Or adesso? Do you remember? I can.
Posso.
Posso. Right. P-O-S-S-O. Posso. And you can?
Può.
Può. Very good. Può. So, I'm sorry, but I cannot do it now because I'm very busy.
Mi dispiace.
Mi dispiace. I'm very sorry.
Mi molto dispiace.
No, mi dispiace molto.
Mi dispiace molto.
But?
Ma?
I cannot do it now.
Non posso farlo adesso.
Right. Because?
Perché?
I'm very busy now.
Sono molto occupato ora.
Occupato ora. Very good. I can do it later, if I have the time.
Ma posso farlo più tardi?
Più tardi.
Più tardi.
If
se
I have.
Or if time. I have tempo.
Si ho tempo.
Si ho tempo.
Si ho tempo. So to stay is stare. And I stay.
Sto.
Sto. Sto. Again, I am busy would be.
Sono occupato.
Sono
occupato.
Sono occupato. I am busy once more.
Sono occupata.
Right. Occupata. Mm-hmm. Tired is stanco. 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 S-T-A-N-C-O. I am very tired now.
Sono molto stanco.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Adesso.
Right. Sono molto stanco adesso. Once more, I'm very tired.
Sono molto sono molto stanca adesso.
Right.
Adesso.
Right. So stanca, molto stanca adesso. The house is la casa. La cosa, the thing, qualcosa. Qualcosa, something. Yes. But la casa is the house. A casa would be at house or at home or home. Tonight is stasera. Stasera. Sera means evening and stasera this evening tonight. Stasera. If you want to say I am tired.
Sono stanco.
Sono stanco. And I am staying home tonight.
E resto a casa stasera.
Yes, resto is correct. Because for to stay you have stare, but you also can use restare. So, but you can just say sto.
Sto. Sto.
So, again, I'm tired and I am staying home tonight.
Sono stanca e sto...
Not stanca, but stanca.
Stanca. Mm-hmm. Sono stanca.
And I am staying home tonight.
E sto a casa stasera.
Yes. I tried to trick you in pushing the I am with the ing, but you didn't... You handled it right. So, sto a casa, I'm staying home. Tomorrow is domani. Domani sera would be tomorrow evening. Domani mattina is tomorrow morning. Mattina. Domani pomeriggio would be pomeriggio's afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon. Domani pomeriggio. The present tense in Italian is used very, very much. Why do I emphasize the very much? Because the present tense in Italian is also used to express the future. So usually you will say, well, in Italian, I see you tomorrow, which is incorrect English. But usually you use the present tense to express the future. So, I see you tomorrow would be...
Vedo.
Right. La vedo...
Domani.
La vedo domani. I see you tomorrow. In English, we have two ways to express the future tense. You will say, I'm going to see you tomorrow. Or, I will see you, I shall see you, I'll see you. In Italian, you will not use, and you cannot use, going to express the future. If you say, To go actually is andare. But it's an irregular verb because it is a combination of two different Latin verbs. Because I go is vado, which comes from the Latin vadere. Yes, in English, to invade, evade. Vado is I'm going. Vado, I'm going. And you are going, or he is going, is va. Just va. Vado and va. But if you want to say va, meaning literally, I'm going, I'm on my way. But you will not use it to express the future. You will not say, I'm going to call you tomorrow. No. Usually you will say, I call you tomorrow. Either I call you or I, but you do have a future tense, but the present tense is used very, very, very much. Chiamare is to call. Chiamare, chiamare. So I call would be?
Chiamo.
Chiamo. I call you?
La. La chiama.
No.
Chiamo.
Right.
La chiamo.
La chiamo. La chiamo would be, I call you, I'm calling you. La chiamo. Più tardi. I call you later. It's incorrect English. But correct Italian. I call you later. La chiamo. Più tardi. I call you tomorrow. Would be?
La chiamo domani.
Domani. La chiamo domani. Mm. I call you. I am calling you. Or I will call you. Or I'm going to call you. You cannot say, I'm going to call you. Vado. You can say, for instance, I'm going to see it. If you want to express, if you want to say, I'm going out now. I'm on my way to see it. Not I'm going to see it to express the future tense. Mm. If you want to say, I'm going to see it tomorrow, you cannot say, then you will not say, I'm going to see it, but you say, lo vedo. Domani. I see it tomorrow. But I'm on my way to see it. Vado. Then after coming and going, you will use a, if it is followed by a verb. Vado. Vado. A vederlo. I'm going to see it. Vado a vederlo stasera. Yes. If you're on your way, if you really are going to see it, vado. Vado a. But again, it does not express really the future tense as in English. You can say, I'm going to buy it now. Bye-bye, I'm on my way to buy it.
Vado a comprare. Comprare.
It.
Lo comprare. No, comprarlo.
Right, comprarlo. Say it again.
Vado a comprarlo.
Right. Vado a comprarlo. That means that I'm now on my way to, I'm going to buy it. Vado a comprarlo. But if you want to say, I will buy it tomorrow.
Comprarlo domani.
No, there is to buy it.
Oh, right.
I will buy it. I buy it.
Oh. Lo compralo. No, comprad.
No, you don't add.
Lo compro.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Lo compro.
Lo compro. Lo compro. So lo compro is I buy it or I'm buying it. Lo compro adesso. I'm buying it now. Lo compro. But also lo compro domani. I'm buying it tomorrow. I buy it tomorrow. Or I will buy it tomorrow. Yes. So you see, the present tense is very important. And you express the future also. Lo compro domani.
End of recording 1.